We are learning Maseches Bamitzia, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we are starting 9 lines from the top, the middle of a line. We had a Machlokes da Mishnah, if you have a shtar without Nechrayas Nechasim, could you give it back? That means if it has a Nechrayas Nechasim, which means it has insurance that you could collect from the lien on the guy's properties, on the Bachoy's properties, the guy who owes the money's properties, then it's possible you don't give back the shtar to the Malva, because you don't want to cause a loss to the Lekuchos. And what's the loss? The different shot in the Gemara, either Chosh Leparayin, or because maybe he never lent the money at that time. But if it doesn't have a Chayas Lechasim, it's a Chaykas. According to Rameyu, you can return it. According to Rabbanan, you can't return it. So what's beyond the Rabbanan? You can't return it if it has no Chayas Lechasim. So Amash Shmuel, my time with the Rabbanan, Savri Achrayas Toyas Seifahu. He holds that if the Chayas is missing in the Shtar, it's a mistake. Because no person in his right mind will lend money to a loiva without the loiva taking responsibility and letting there be a lien on his properties. Just like a mortgage company would never give a mortgage without a house. So a malva does not give a loan without a property to back it up. So therefore, for sure, if it didn't say a chrayis, it was meant to say a chrayis, and it was a mistake. It's missing. So of course there is a chrayis and there is a shiva nechasim even without just writing a star alone without writing the chrayis. The chrayis tell yourself, "Amalei Rava Bar Iti l'Rav Idi Bar Oven." So Rava Bar Iti asks Akasham to Rav Idi Bar Oven, "Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi?" Did Shmuel really say this? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Shvach Shvar v'Shiva Tzaruch L'Malach." That before you put into a star, that the Meicher will be responsible for the Shvach, Shvar, and Shibud, you have to ask him. What does that mean? If someone's selling a field, Reuven's selling a field to Shimon, he's selling a property to Shimon, and what happens if someone takes away from Shimon? He wants to come back to Reuven to collect. That's also called a chrayis. He says, look, I bought a property and someone took it away. So the halacha is that the only time there's a chrayis is if you ask for it and you write it. But you don't just write it in the shtar. So the three things are, shibud, that means a chrayis, that's what said last over here, shvach, shvar, shibud. Shvar means, so we go to shvach, shvach means that not only would you collect from the seller the money, the money that you paid for the field, that's what shibud, and the moichers of chasm will be meshubah to that, not only that, but also you're going to go collect from him the shvach that I made, that I improved the property. Let's say Reuven sold to Shimon the property. Shimon takes a few years, improves the property. Everything goes up, the rents go up, everything. You almost proved the whole thing. And then someone comes and says, oh, it was stolen, it's mine. Whatever the case is. Or a Bachayev takes it. A Bachayev takes the property. So there, in such a case, he comes back to the Meicher. He says, first of all, give me back my money for my property. And also, I want my shvach. So those, and there was Shvar means. Shvar means that I'm collecting it from the idiot of Yonachasim. I'm collecting from the best of Yonachasim. So if these three things are not written in the star, then it doesn't count. That means if you didn't, Vim loy nimlach boy, Rashi says, Mil Rashi, the Maskol Shvach, Vim loy nimlach boy, if you didn't ask him, Loyichtav Shiyash Meicher, Loyichtav, why? Shiyash Meicher, Shem Kabbal of Christ. There are Meicher who do not have a Kabbal insurance. Vafim Kibbal Karen, some like Kabbal Shvach. So Alma Lav Toy Seifu. The Mar's kasha is that you see from this memra that's not Toy Seifu, this insurance policies. It's not a Toy Seifu. So why do we say that when a Malva lends a Leiva money, we say that I'm collecting from a Leiva is a given? You see, when a Meicher sells a property, he's taking responsibility on the sale, is not a given. So what's going on over here? I Christ Toy Seifu. Maybe it's Machlokes Amarayim according to Shmuel. The first Shmuel is one Amayra, who's saying Chayas Toy Sefer. The second Shmuel is a different Amayra, who says that you have to ask. So we're like Kasha, it's not Shver. Kam Bishtar Hava, the Loyav Inish Juzi Bichdi. One's by Hava. A person does not give Hava to someone because he's throwing money in the garbage. If the guy doesn't have a piece of property, there's no guarantee on his money, and therefore he would never do such a thing. A person will buy a property even without insurance. Why? Because the maestro will have the property because no one takes it. And there is such an idea. It's not like a given that you need to take insurance. A lot of times you buy a property and if there's some liens on it, okay, you lose it. But at least I had it for a certain amount of time. And what brings the story to support that halacha, that idea? A certain person, Avu Ba'i, bought a aliyah from his sister. He bought a second floor somewhere from his sister. Also, Ba'chayv came to her from there. Her Ba'chayv came and took it away from him. And he paid for it. Also came to Mar Shmuel. So Avu came to Mar Shmuel and says, you know, I lost money on this deal. So he says, Amalei, cost for a Christ? Did she write for you insurance? Amalei, Lord? No. Amalei, I'm king. Zil Shalom, go fly a kite. You know, go to Shalom. You know, that's it. There's nothing I can do for you. Amalei, so Avu told Shmuel, Amar Hu Doma, Christ Tay Sefu. Amalei, no. Hani Mil Vishtori Ava. Dafka will have a person who throws money away. A person will buy a property temporarily. It's worth them to buy a property. Like Rashi says in the first wide line of the Rashi. Maybe no one's to take it from him. He's living here. He's eating Paris Arbe. He's enjoying this place, you know, for this amount of time. And therefore, there's no raya that is a Christ. There's no idea of loyshadi inus shuzi b'chdi, and therefore, if you don't write it down, there's no given that there's a Christ. Omar Abai says new gemara, but we're going to come back to this idea of shvach shar shibud as we go along. But this is more brings another gemara here about a Christ. It comes to the gemara because it's about a Christ. Omar Abai, Reuven shvach asad lo Shimon ba Christ. Reuven sold a field to Shimon ba Christ. So now Shimon has this property. Reuven owed a lot of money. And Ba'chayv Reuven came because Tara Flaminei and took away the property. So halacha is, they come to Din Torah now where the Ba'chayv wants to take it from Shimon. So in the Din Torah, Reuven, who owes the money, is he about Din this Din Torah? So Gemara says, yes. Dinu da also Reuven and Mishtari Din Ba'adei. Reuven could come to the Din Torah and say, I paid it up, whatever, get involved in this Din Torah. And the Ba'chayv can't say, you're not my Baal Dvarim. I'm talking to Shimon now. Because he says, the mafkis minei alai di dihadar. If they take it away from Shimon, it's a Christ. He'll come back to me. Therefore, I'm a Baal Dvarim. Like the stipler is dying from his Gemara. If not for this, we're not considered Baal Dvarim. Even though it's his Chayv. Lemaisa, he's not the Baal Dvarim in this argument. The argument here is, should Shimon lose his field to this Ba'chayv? Reuven has nothing to do with that. Like Rashi even says that, if you have a tefiya, bring me to din. You have to. That's din Torah. But here he says, no, I am part of din Torah. You know why? Because if you take away that property, it's coming back to me, and therefore I'm a baal din. Ikadamri fil shloibach chayes nami. Even it was no insurance. Also, ikatayin. Don't lay lenichel to have l'shimon tarum esolai. I don't want Shimon to have tainus in me. So even if it's not a chayes, but I'm still a baal din. Because if you take away the property from Shimon, he's going to be so upset at me that the Ba'chayv took it away, and therefore I'm also a baal din. So therefore, the Gemara says he's a Baal Din over here.
What's Shimon's claim?
Shimon?
Yeah.
Shimon's claiming that I was paid up to Chayv.
He has no idea.
He, Reuven told him that. So Tosis asks, that what's in the game for Reuven to come to the Din? Tosis did Ramas the Dino. Tema, so Tosis. My nafkamino, dola kol ma'ash, yachol litin Reuven, tain Shimon, tanin lekech. There's a day called Tanina. Anything Reuven could taina, we taina for Shimon. So what's the difference if Reuven's there? We're saying his tainus anyway. When hire a good tayin, and whatever the Reuven would have tined it, Shimon's tiny anyway, so what do you need Reuven there for? Tosis is a bunch of mahalachim, I'll say two of them. One mahalach Tosis says is, it could be an afkamina in a case where the Ba'chayv, this guy who's collecting, is chayiv ashur deraisa, an unrelated thing to Reuven, not to Shimon, to Reuven, to the one who's the one who sold the field. Now, luck is called Gilgal Shur. So Reuven, since he has a shur on him, he can make galgal knock a shur on him on this. Akshu with the rice. Mashiach and Shimon can't. That's what's better if he's at the entire. That's one pshat. The last pshat of Tosis is also another pshat. Look at Tosis right before the Yatsu. End of Tosis, last line. Va'oi nafka mina gun jeruven pikeach ubal dvarim. He's a smart guy. He knows how to talk. Good talker. Va'oi chain a meiz baras nega Reuven. Also, the Ba'chayv won't say, Reuven gave this guy a big loan when he needed it most. And he's not going to be meiz in front of him, Shaparu. So, therefore, we want the guy here. He's here. The Baal Chesed is here himself. He's not going to lie so fast. So that's the point of having him here, having Reuven here. Even if you have Tanin anyway, that's the point. That's tight a few pshatim why you have him here. So that's the more avayit. Devam avayit. Reuven shemachas sadol Shimon shaloi b'achrayis. Reuven sold the field of Shimon, no insurance. V'yotzu ala asikim. L'maisa, rumors came out that this property never belonged to Reuven. The title didn't come out clean. It does not belong to Reuven. So Achla Hichzikba, and he paid the guy, Shimon paid for this thing. So Achla Hichzikba, before he made a chazakah, I said he paid for it. He wants to pay for it, Firashi. Achla Hichzikba, before he made a chazakah, Yoko Lachzikba. He could be chazakah. Rashi says he didn't give money yet. Tap on base. Rashi says he didn't give money yet. Once he made a chazakah, so then he made a chazakah. But before he made a chazakah, Yoko Lachzikba. After the chazakah, Yoko Lachzikba. Domalei, because the seller could say, Chayt is the Kaddish, Dharm is the Kabbalist. You bought an empty sack of nuts. That's what you bought. You bought nothing. You bought hot air. And it's not my fault. You bought it already. You made a chazakah. You can't back out. Maybe it's not a chazakah. When is a chazakah? Mechidai Yishametzri. When he walks around the borders of Grashi, and Masaking Vuli Asadan Abiyam, and he fixes up the border, he makes it, he raises it a little bit to make clearly defined borders, that's called a chazakah. So what's more say? The Hiluk Chazakah can't be Chayzer. The Ikedamri, some say, Afilu Ba'akrayas Nami, even if he has insurance, he also can't be Chayzer and say, oh, I want my money back. Wait till so far nothing happened. If the Asik can take it from you, then you're good. Then I'll give it back to you. I'm insurance will kick in. Before the guy takes you, where's the insurance? Where is the insurance? So therefore, he doesn't have to give it back until Akhbi Terefach. Now, Rashi learns a sugya again. What's Rashi's sugya? He didn't pay for it yet, because he paid for it, he can't be chayzer. He didn't pay for it yet. And so before chazakah, he can be chayzer. After chazakah, he can't be chayzer. And then he says, when is the chazakah? The Irish met you. Tosfos has a bunch of bombakash on Rashi. Tosfos says that if he didn't give money, and he didn't make chazakah, of course he can be chayzer. Like, why not? What's the shayla? That's number one. Number two is that if you're machzik boy, so in the Mara's first lashon by a chrayis you give a chayzer, why can you be chayzer? I'm saying l'chayra you had a chazaka already, and also the Gemara never asks like what's a chazaka. Every time it says chazaka, what's a chazaka? All of a sudden here we ask what's a chazaka. And the other cash also we never find this. We don't find the chazaka of Daish and Metri. The Mishnah always says no'al godar parats. That's lashon of the Gemara when it says chazaka. Here the lashon of the Mishnah. Here we're saying a new type of chazaka. And therefore, Tosfos has a whole different pshat in the sugya that has to do with smichas das. A whole different pshat with ayin shom. Tosfos on bottom daf yudalam aleph has a different pshat than Rashi in this sugya.